Day 159, or June 8th. Let your behaviour reveal your inner joy. Our thoughts today are from Psalm 40, verse 10. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Psalms 39, 40 and 41 were all written for the temple choir and must have created a great sense of worship. Psalm 39 is a reminder that man has a limited time on earth, so use it well. Psalm 40 encourages us all to enjoy doing what God wants. And Psalm 41 urges us into service by helping those who are unable to help themselves. You don't have to read many of David's Psalms before you know that he really did wear his heart on his sleeve. When he was miserable, he looked it. When he was joyful, no one was left in doubt about how he felt. David radiated the extremes of human emotions, but you always knew where you were with him. And now today's action step. Brits tend to hide their emotions unless they are at a music festival or a sports event. Having said that, many British Christians revert to culture with a vengeance when it comes to hiding their feelings and keeping a stiff upper lip when it comes to spiritual daily life. In Psalm 40, David encourages everyone to reveal how they feel and not to go around like a poker player practicing for a card game. David urges us to speak out, but he also encourages us to let everyone know, and there is no other way than to start looking the part. I have a friend who regularly challenges his congregation of believers to tell their faces how joyful their hearts are. He gets away with it, but don't try this at home. Sensitivity and friendliness can go a long way to help open a host of doors for witnessing opportunities. Why not try imagining Jesus is walking alongside you? How would you look and behave then? Well, he is with you, so the next move is up to you.